Okay, thank you, Michelle. Again, my name is Scott Holmes. I'm from a company called Extreme Technology. We're located up in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. We're about 15 minutes from Niagara Falls, New York. For those of you that are familiar with the Niagara region, within about a 20-mile radius, we have 72 greenhouses and we have about 82 wineries. So it's a very heavy agricultural sector. Our company does about 95% of our business in IT in that actual sector. When we looked at looking at trying to solve this trial problem, we said, well, what's primarily the main goal of New Genetics? We said, you know, retailers want to bring it because either it has a competitive advantage, lower production costs or increased profits, faster production turns, and obviously disease resistance. So when we take a look and say, why do we do trials or why do we try crosses, these are the top four reasons that we've sort of come across. When we were out visiting one of our greenhouse growers, he does one of the largest poinsettia trials in North America, I walked through his greenhouse and I found this clipboard. And I said, well, what does this clipboard possibly do for you? And he says, well, this is where you take our trial notes. And I said, and then what? And he said, well, if we ever need to go back and look, that's what we go back to find. And I just kind of said, well, this is crazy. So I asked him, I said, well, what is the reason for you wanting to do trials? I said, as a grower, how would it help you? And he said, well, if I had a variety that was more cold tolerant, I could grow it 2 or 3 degrees colder. So that would work out to be massive amounts of money and energy saved. And we sort of looked at saying, well, how do we track the information to see if that actually is relevant or not? So collecting data, taking pictures, analyzing, grading, comparing results, it's pretty chaotic unless you actually have a real system in place, because this actually does happen. This wasn't the only place we saw this. Moving to the cloud and looking what's actually out there, our system is completely cloud-based, and this is sort of something what happens in internet moment. So right now, if you were to look at our whole geographical internet world, in 1 second it's going to take you 5 hours to view all the video that's actually going on board. There's more than 2 times the amount of electronic devices with network connectivity than there are people. So we can see that the world is moving at a fast pace, going to the cloud base, and it's something that I think you can really take advantage of. So we created Trial Tracker. It was created in 2013. So it's basically based on it's built on the latest technology. It's completely cloud-based. We're in the Amazon cloud. We have disaster recovery. Our platform's been approved by Walmart, by Loblaw, by Home Depot. We've worked with some of the largest retailers out there in the industry to make sure that security is the number one concern that we actually take care of, because that's obviously a sensitive point for a lot of people. So a couple questions on a wild trial tractor. So we can record data in seconds from your smartphone. It's really non-disruptive when you're out there. It's going to save you a lot of time from not having to re-enter this information. That said, our system does support that ability, so that if you still want to continue to take notes on paper and record that later on through the web, you can do so. So there's no need to re-enter pictures or download stuff from your digital camera. You can review previous images or data to analyze to compare. Talk you a little bit about our solution since we launched it in 2013. So we're now in over 30 countries. So we've had a very, very fast growth of this solution. Trial Tracker is one module of a more core product we call ET Grow, which has production type capabilities there as well. And I think actually that with this slide, we're actually in about 33 countries right now. So we have a big geographical presence of the solution. The platforms we support are Apple, BlackBerry 10, Android, Microsoft Windows Phone. So we basically cover all the major platforms that are out there today, and we're constantly updating them to make sure that our solution will work continuously on those platforms. I'm going to walk you through the mobile application a little bit today. We'll talk a little bit about the web portion of it as well. So the mobile application, again, because our audience has been ag, we know in order to be successful that we would really have to make this really easy to view. The interface had to be really simple, and we feel that we've achieved that way. So inside our solution, the first thing we'll see is we have an option for breeder. We have a variety. We have view details. We have take a photo, data points, plant treatment, loss or shrink, image gallery. There's an activity tab, and there's an evaluation report so that you can actually summarize all your findings. So from the very first thing, if we're looking at the view details, we'll actually have the information about the trial. And you can import all of your trial details in through the web through Excel, or you can create them right from the web. Here I've actually attached a PDF of the culture sheet of Calanopsis. So right at my fingertips from the actual mobile application, I can click View Details and I'll have that information. If I want to actually give more details about how we're supposed to be growing this, the media, the pot size, other variables, it's all going to be available from clicking that right away. And you can add your own PDFs or Excel sheets here as well to pull up for reference. So right away, you and your team have consistent information across the board. Obviously, take a photo. We always say a photo is worth 1,000 words and a video is worth 1,000 photos. Our system right now, if you want to take a photo, you just take a photo option. A lot of the times, and we heard earlier, there are certain devices that don't work well in the field because of sunlight. So if you go out there and take pictures, you can upload these later by choosing the choose from your photo library. If you pull it up, we've got pictures of Calenopsis here as an example. You can take the photo, and you can add multiple images at once. So you don't have to go through and add one, upload it. Just take all the photos. We're automatically storing it by variety. The date is today. You can backdate that if you took pictures the previous date. There's a life cycle, and we have three life cycles by default. So stage one, stage two, stage three. But you have the capability to customize these life cycles per crop. So we give you information to get started, but ultimately you might want to customize that. So if you're growing vegetables, or if you're growing field crops, or if you're growing annuals or perennials or nursery, you're going to have different life cycles. If I was to choose a life cycle of a nursery, I may have 1 to 5 years here. The location, it's also important here. So if you set up your blocks or your zones, you can actually record that as well. And what's nice about it, especially with working trials, it's always said, where is this trial that we're doing? Where is it located? It's constantly being moved sometimes. And if you record the location from the web perspective, you'll always be able to see where it was last recorded. So if it's getting moved over propagation or whatever you want to, if it's been now moved to zone 21, you'll be able to go and say, well, it was recorded in zone 21 last week. Let's go there. You can add notes. So our system also allows you to tag photos by using the hashtag symbol. So if you add a hashtag to any part of your notes section, you've now added an additional filter that you can search that entry by. You can click the save button up here to upload the information. Our system is cloud-based, but it works completely offline. So we have farms from some of the major breeders with places in Guatemala that don't have Wi-Fi, they don't have cellular reception. Our system will load that directly to the device and it'll upload at a later time. So some people don't want to use their mobile data. We heard that earlier. So they can actually use their phone. It'll work in airplane mode, and it will allow all that information to store and go at a later date. Image gallery. So if I click here on this specific variety, I can view pictures that I've uploaded or someone else from my team has uploaded. So I can quickly see that, and I can change the variety if I want to look at a different variety that we've been recording. When we go to the website, there's also an image gallery there as well. Data points. So this is obviously where you are in the field, you're tracking information. We give you information like recording height and spread. You can choose units to be centimeters, meters, feet, inches, whatever you want. Leaf color, flower display, uniformity, plant vigor, plant uniformity. All of these data points you can completely customize again. So we're giving you something out of the box to get started with. Some of these may be completely irrelevant for what you're doing. So you can customize all the data points on a per crop basis or per trial basis. So again, as soon as you make that change online, it automatically pushes out to all of your users in the field. Plant treatment. So we hear commonly from a lot of the breeders that we were working with this year, they would do experimental breeding, and then they would send those experimentations out to growers. And they're not always grown the way that, or to spec the way that they want. Being able to record plant treatment, understanding what happens when you apply PGR to it, what happens when you apply certain fertilizers or bios, every time you do a plant treatment, you can actually record that in here as well. So now you have visibility to that. And for regulatory reasons as well, you may want to have an audit trail of actually what you did. So that's also available there. The plant loss or shrink tab is also important. So obviously when you're doing experimentation, you're working with trials, a loss of 5 out of 25 plants is significant. So you need to make sure you capture all of your losses or shrink if it's not meeting your expectations, if it's taking too long. Every single area of our solution has an area to add images. So it's important that if you're recording a loss, there's leaf burning or there's something else going on, you can add pictures to back that up. You can also go through and include different loss reasons. So again, we provide a default template of loss reasons. You can customize that. So, mites may be susceptible to certain types of crops. They may not be. So you can come up with your own loss list as well. On the area at the bottom, there is a thing for evaluation report. So we've got an evaluation report on here. It's called the Retail Evaluation Report. It was made by the annual advisory group on a number of the retail councils that we work with here in North America. So we've got a standard evaluation report. We are actually building the ability right now to customize and provide your own report. So there's 10 basic questions here, score it a 50, which gives you to a 5-star. So you can actually record this right from your phone, choose the images to back that up. What we want to do is give you something at the end of the day to walk away with. From the web portal, you log in, it looks very much like a social media type atmosphere. Right from the home button, you've got a scrolling feed of all the entries that have been uploaded from you or anyone else from your team. So here we're looking at, I think, a Christmas Day poinsettia from Selecta. And we can sort of see the images that this user's upload. We could view the entry. We can scroll through and see things as they're happening. So if we're working in the office, we know what our field teams are doing. There's also areas there to view your trials, view your users, add, delete users. Everything that you put into the system can be brought out in Excel as well, or PDF form, and that's another track it area. If we do click on the track it, we'll see we have a list of all of the items that we've done here. We can view the entry, we can view the files. Again, you'll see that there is Excel and PDF options. You can narrow results down from trial, type, breeder, location, life cycle, the person that did it, the start date. You can get really granular with the information you want to extract from the system because, again, it is database driven and it's very easy to do so. You can add trial entries, so again, if you don't want to use the mobile, again, that's a really good point that was brought up. Sometimes the audience isn't ready for that type of technology, but they would be comfortable, you know, documenting on paper, then coming to a web and entering that in later on, so that's possible too. The image gallery, so we can look at all the different images. We're looking at one specific trial in this case. We have users, I think Ball Ornamentals has 6,000 photos they've taken just from this one trialing season. It works just as fast as it would with 6 photos. So our system is built on the Amazon cloud. It is disaster recovery. It's multiple sites. It is always consistently the same speed. As resources start to get used, it deploys new servers exactly the same way Netflix works. Here is an image gallery report that we basically pulled out on some pictures that we were able to check mark off. So again, it's showing basically the trial poinsettia. It's showing the dates and some more information about where this actually came from, something very graphical. Reporting. So this is the trial assessment report, right? This is page 1. Page 2 and page 3 would have some images to attach to it, but very easily you can sort of have something tangible to compare one report to the next. We've got this one a 4.8 out of 5 based on the criteria that we've graded it. We have images to back this up. This is a lot of the time what buyers or purchasing people want to actually see. They want to be able to have some level of standardization, and that's what we sort of achieved with a lot of our breeding companies in North America, is when they're working for retail accounts or trying to get new entries, they want to have something similar brought forward to them. Say, here is the criteria you want evaluated, and here's the result that we got out of it. We're working on a new feature right now, actually, too. So sometimes you've had a very successful breeding experiment, you may want to have it put on your trial garden. So we actually are building a portion right now that will actually allow you to just click on an item and start building sort of an online presence that's going to have your trial garden. So if you want to show some of how well some of your items are doing, obviously you may not want to share this information till it's ready for that, but you do have that ability to go right into this and click share, and that will build out sort of a trial garden, which you can link from your own website as well. A couple feedback things here. So Peter Cantley is a Senior Vice President of Loblaw Companies Limited in Canada. Loblaw is a supermarket. They have about 2,000 stores. They're the largest in Canada from an outdoor lawn and garden. He told me when I first talked to him, he said, you know, Scott, 10% of my varieties have to change every year. I know this. And he said, often I make decisions based on PowerPoints or reputation. And we really employed the trial tracker system into his business model. And he just said it's a great more way for him to get more confident with recommending a solution. You know, it's something to bring in something in a small batch, but when you bring them in by the millions, you know, you're putting your reputation on the line. So now he's able to do that by more data-driven results. Denise Kelly from Smith Gardens on the West Coast is another dominant user of it. They use it all the time for all their evaluations. And we've got a few other ones here as well that have been really successful with using this this cloud-based system. So obviously the goals and opportunities, you want to promote new varieties with confidence. That's what our system was really geared toward, to give you more confidence in the reports. Develop stronger relationships, you know, increase market penetration, provide greater consumer engagement, and obviously quantify your expertise so that you become more confident and educated with new products. Interesting quote I want to end off here. So innovation is the ability to convert ideas into invoices. And that was, you know, one of the other things that we wanted to try and do is really the trialing experimentation will only work if it makes the introductory stage. So we want to be successful in the field and make that successful on the market. Thank you. Any questions? Yep. The, sorry?
It's called Fieldbook. It's another app that's similar.
I haven't actually heard of that one, to be honest with you. I'll have to take a look at that. Okay. I do have some printouts of some of the reports as well, which I'll leave up front here if any of you want to take. We've got 25 copies or so, just so you can sort of see some of the criteria that can be produced, and those reports are done within seconds from the system. Yeah, you can do basically any type of crop, yeah. And then you can customize your data points as they're relevant for those different crops. Yeah, so by default, it will shrink the size of it, and it'll upload it, and I think in like a standard quality, but you can override that to get high resolution quality from inside the app as well. So then it would just go as whatever your camera setting is set up to. Yeah, so we have one called Crop Tracker, which basically allows you to create sort of like labor tasks, and you can manage all of your production crops through there as well. So the way our system works is there are different modules. So your users can have one app, or they can have multiple parts of it, and then you can get into really creating sort of labor tasks. These are items that you actually need to do, and inventory turns, and checking availability, and all sorts of things. So we have that. We have a merchandising one called Retail Tracker that's for the merchandisers out there in the field. We have one called Rack Tracker for managing all the racks that get out there, and different things like that. There's Order Tracker, a couple other ones. Yeah? Sorry, what was that? Yeah, so it's all done SSL information up to the cloud. So we're operating kind of at all practices that to safeguard your data. And obviously, from an access point of view, you decide who has access in your team to be granted. And you can simply, if someone is, if you need to remove someone, you can go in there and delete them as a user, but it will retain their data, so you won't lose the data that they've recorded. So yeah, so the data is encrypted at rest. So if you have any concerns regarding that as well, like I said, we've had to go through infrastructure board reviews with Walmart, with Loblaw's IT group. So we do operate at the absolute highest level of security possible for an online service. Okay, well thank you. I'll leave some of the information pamphlets up there front, and you're welcome to grab one if you like.